Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, Ace Cub Wine reporter Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, good morning, Jonathan. Nice to see you.
Well, we've been very busy. Unfortunately, we haven't been busy together.
Yes, I've missed tasting with you.
Yes,
we haven't
me
been
too.
Able to do that recently.
So for the next few weeks, we're going to present to each other our various wine exploits, our wine exploits, MZ, and that's all. Well, I had the pleasure of tasting a couple of wines from Old Westminster Winery, which is a new winery which has opened up in, yes, you guessed it, Westminster.
And when did that open, Jonathan?
I'm not sure when they opened, but I tasted the wines last week,
okay.
And I had the pleasure of meeting Drew Baker and his sister Lisa, and they were very generous with their wines, and they had some very interesting ones. I'd love to talk about two this week, a Bordeaux blend and a Cabernet Franc. The Bordeaux blend was exactly the sort of thing you'd expect.
Cab Merlot, Cab Franc.
Exactly so, okay. And the sort of thing you would think from 2011. It was light in color, and apparently 2011 was a tough vintage.
Well, it was certainly very hot here.
Yeah, exactly, and it was a little bit hard for them to get the ripeness that they wanted at the end of the season, ironically. I thought this was a nicely made wine and well-balanced, $31 a bottle, good table wine. This is, I think, a drink-now vintage, though.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to age well or not. I would drink this now and enjoy it.
What was the other one that you got to taste?
A Cabernet Franc varietal, and I thought this had some lovely cherries on the nose. I thought there was nothing gamey about this, which Cabernet Franc can be for me a little bit, but I thought both of these wines showed really good winemaking, especially for a winery that is just opening. You'd expect a lot of miscues and a lot of missteps. These people have figured it out nicely, and I have to say, hats off to Drew Baker and his sister Lisa and their family. They're really doing a nice job.
Do they grow white varietals too?
They do. They grow a very nice Albarino, which we'll review in a week or so.
Okay, sounds great.
Excellent.
I'll look forward to it.
For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.